You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey friends, welcome back to Real Without Religion. I'm James Kiger, and today we're jumping to a topic that I've been excited to share because it's one of the most powerful yet overlooked pieces of our spiritual life, the power of our thoughts. Now let's state this up front. Your thoughts create your world. Now I never believed that nor even thought about it until I really started searching and studying. And this isn't just New Age mumbo jumbo, this is reality. And we're talking about the beliefs, the stories, the loops that we run in our minds without even realizing it. So here's really how it works. What you think, your thoughts, what's running through your mind, they shape how you see the world and how you see yourself. Then once your thoughts manifest themselves, they turn into your beliefs, and your beliefs are simply your repeated thoughts over and over again. Beliefs are like long-standing thought habits that you hold as truth. Then we have our emotions. Beliefs influence how we feel about situations, people, and even ourselves. And those emotions will affect our actions. Emotions and belief together inform what you do or you don't do. Our behaviors, decisions, and reactions, they all flow from this. Then you have your outcomes. Your actions create the outcomes in your life, what you experience, what you achieve or don't, or what you struggle with. And then finally, you have the reinforcement loop. The outcomes then reinforce your beliefs and thoughts, either strengthening them or challenging them. So thoughts affects belief, beliefs affect emotion, emotions affect your actions, and your actions then affect your outcomes, which reinforces your thoughts, and it starts over and over and over again. So growing up, we were taught to accept what we were taught, because surely if someone taught it to us, it could not be wrong. We were taught the Bible says it, I believe it, and that's good enough for me. But here's what I believe and have learned to believe and study and come to find a deep truth in me is that your thoughts, they really do shape your life, period. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, this verse has been used over and over again in motivational circles and metaphysical circles, and it is probably one of the most profound truths that you could find in the Bible or outside the Bible anywhere. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Now that's just not just a scripture verse. That's really how your brain actually works. Neville Goddard, who you'll hear a lot about, says this: you are already that which you want to be. And your refusal to believe this is the only reason you do not see it manifested in your life. Maxwell Maltz said, your mind can't tell the difference between something real and something vividly imagined. And you know that's true. You've sat in movie theaters before, watching a screen with actors. And if you were in a horror movie, your heart raced and you were put into that situation that your mind really made your body react upon something that you saw that really wasn't true, but your mind believed that it was true. Florence Scovel Shinn said, listen, your word, it's your wand. And I love that. You've got your conscious thoughts, which are thoughts that we're aware of. I'm thinking a thought right now. You're thinking a thought right now, whether it be God, I hope he picks it up a little bit in the podcast or whatever. But your subconscious patterns, that's what's running the show in the background. Subconsciously, we live our whole life. That's how you brush your teeth without thinking about it. That's how you end up driving somewhere and you kind of wake up and go, oh my gosh, I don't even remember getting here. And then there's the superconscious. This is what people call our higher intellect. That's our connection to this mysterious world of source where God exists. inside of us, and we are part of that. That's the key to get to that point. When your superconscious mind is speaking to your superconscious mind, your subconscious mind, which is speaking to your conscious mind. You know what? And when those start lining up, your subconscious, your conscious thoughts, and your superconscious thoughts, when those start lining up, man, all of a sudden you get some clarity and you stop fighting yourself and you really do start flowing. It's absolutely magical and it's truly not woo-woo. And right now it's been a rare occurrence when that's happened for me, but man, when it does, it is like unbelievable. So let me be real with you. You know, I haven't mastered this. I still struggle with wanting to see things before I start to believe them. I'm like the guy in the Bible that said, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. And I find myself still wanting a roadmap to lay everything out before I take the first step. But that's not how it works. We must believe first, and we must line our thoughts up with expectation instead of hopefulness. And yeah, I still get stuck with that. I get stuck trying to control things, you know, because for a long time, as we all have, we thought God was in control over everything. And we had no say in it at all. Just whatever happened, happened. So, you know, my job and your job was just to sit still, behave, and hope for the best. But what if that's not the whole story? What if God isn't working against you to teach you lessons, but it's working with you to help you create a world that you want for your life? Romans 8:31 says, if God or universe or source is for us, then who can be against us? I mean, that's what most people are saying. The universe is conspiring to bless you, not to harm you. But let's not get too mystical here. This isn't about magic tricks or pretending everything's perfect. It's about noticing what your default thinking is. What thoughts are looping in our minds? What story are we living in and telling ourselves over and over again? I'm trying to make a conscious effort to start catching those thoughts. You know, not in a gotcha kind of way, like, oh, you're stupid for thinking those, but gently, you know, like I said, man, this is James in progress. This is what I'm aspiring to, not to force something, but to just walk in who I truly am and my thoughts to reflect my truly knowing that I am a divine being, you know, and that's not a performance. That's just me giving myself permission to rewrite the story. I haven't had a giant breakthrough yet, but I've had some small wins and some little shifts, and, you know, sometimes that's just enough. But I love this verse to give us a picture of what I'm trying to say. God calls those things that are not as though they were. That's in Romans 4:17. Let me say that again. God calls those things that are not as though they were. And God, who is inside of you, inside of your imagination, who lives in you, dwells in you, you're one with, that's what happens too. You're calling from your mind thoughts into the world to make them happen. And that's not delusion. That's not some kind of weird thing. That's vision. Now look at these scriptures and tell me it's not saying the same thing. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's in Romans 12:2. Be transformed. In other words, go from what you think you are to who you truly are by renewing your mind. Philippians 4:8 says, think on whatever is true, noble, lovely, and of a good report. Isaiah 30:15 says, in quietness and trust is your strength. In other words, what's going on inside of you? That's where your true strength is. You don't need to be afraid of your thoughts. And you're not stuck saying, oh, I'm a negative person and I can never change. You can change by changing our thoughts. You're not wrong for dreaming, and you're not weird for believing. You're powerful, and your mind is part of that power. So don't be afraid to shift the story, to really think again. Don't be afraid to believe that maybe, just maybe, things can change, because they can. And so can you, and so can I. So listen, thanks for hanging out with me today. If this one got you thinking, awesome. That was kind of the point. So until next time, just stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real. And we'll see you on Real Without Religion.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.